This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Oh, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, how are you doing, Ross?
Good.
Good.
Sisterhood sessions for another fortnight.
Welcome to Arrow FM 92.7.
Mm.
Lovely Wednesday. It's quite an auspicious day, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Really?
A bit of a sad day.
It is a sad day.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Miss Dolly.
Yeah. Oh, we will miss Dolly.
Yeah, she was cool, man.
I didn't realise. I had to look up today.
Mm.
I didn't realise that she was 80. And I saw pictures of Dolly.
Yeah.
At like a conference or something 2 months ago, and she looked phenomenal.
Oh yeah, her like her waist day was still like tiny,
cinched, teeny tiny,
like she's still
skin.
She's obviously older, but she still was like Dolly, eh? Dressed up to the nines.
Remarkable.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
good for her. So I hope that her life was everything that she wanted it to be.
I reckon it was.
Mm-hmm. She had her own, you know, what do they call it, amusement park. I think you're winning at life, really, aren't you? When you've...
If you have an amusement park, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it...
Dolly World or Dolly...
Where is it?
Tennessee.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember reading something about how last year her husband died.
Mm.
And she was quite sort of... obviously devastated about that. And so that's only like a year and a half ago.
Yeah. 60 years they'd been married or together or around, you know, I'm no Dolly expert, but I did read somewhere today that 60 years they'd been together.
Oh, wow.
Imagine that. That's...
life would be pretty different, eh, when you'd been together. That's all you'd known since you're an adult, eh, being with that person.
Definitely.
Mm.
I know, 60 years.
Well, now she is with him.
Absolutely. Roz?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which is nice.
Mm. Yep, definitely. Yeah. So throughout this session, throughout the sisterhood session, I would like to offer up like some...
Put the glasses on.
Glasses are going on. Some Dolly trivia, okay?
Excellent. Are you going to ask me questions or are you just going to give...
Oh, no, I was just going to tell you. Oh, I could try and...
You could maybe test
questions.
Me. Yeah.
How many songs did Dolly Parton write?
Oh, wow.
What do you think?
I know she wrote songs for other people
because
I heard recently some quite modern artists that Dolly had written the songs. I mean, I don't know how recent that is. You know, like how modern. Now, if I was to guess.
Have a guess.
I don't know whether I want to say like 1,000 because 1,000's quite a lot of songs.
A lot of songs.
So maybe that's too many.
I'm going to say it's not too many.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, Dolly Guru over there.
I am now. Well, I'm not a Dolly Guru.
Is it more than 1,000?
Absolutely. Times three. So 3, more than 3,000 songs.
She wrote?
Yep.
Do you know, like, who she wrote for?
No. Oh. Although I did read that Elvis Presley wanted I Will Always Love You, and she said, no, it wasn't the right fit.
Oh, wow.
So Whitney Houston sang that song in one of my all-time favourite movies, The Bodyguard. Mm. So, Jude, if you're listening, you'll know this one. Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen The Bodyguard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, eh?
Kevin Costner and Whitney.
I mean, I thought that was sad. Her demise, Whitney Houston.
Oh, it's deeply.
She was so talented, eh?
She was incredible.
Incredible. And then did the daughter... Yeah. Georgia died after her, eh? Or was it before her? Her daughter. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about this. This is new information, Roslyn.
I don't know whether her daughter died first and then... No, I think she died first, but then her daughter ended up dying too, like young.
Wasn't that Millie Bobby Brown?
Mm.
Or was Bobby Brown the husband?
Bobby Brown's the husband.
Yicking now.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, I thought so.
We'll Google it later. Very factual.
No. We'll look it up later. We'll fact check later.
But that was, it was so sad, like, you know, it was drug addiction with her, but she was in that, like, really dysfunctional
relationship
with him. Mm. It was so sad, you know, to think someone like that who just had all the
potential, like...
Yeah, and even all the things she'd done, and yet that was still, she couldn't get out of it, you know?
Mm.
It was sad, man. But, yeah, interesting.
Definitely.
So I wrote that song, and probably lots of others for...
Mm,
so going way back, Elvis Presley.
Yep.
Mm.
I was saying to Roz, one of my favourite songs is Jolene by, oh God, what's his name? Oh, my memory's getting better, but it's not Jolene, that good.
Isn't that so, by Dolly Parton?
That's by Dolly Parton, but there was Darcy Clay. Oh. So there was a New Zealand artist that covers Jolene. And I'd said to you, hey, can we play Darcy Clay? And that we decided that was probably bad taste. For us today, but maybe next time
you could I'll play
Darcy Clay. Yeah,
I don't know that version.
Oh, it's excellent.
Better than Dolly.
No, like you can't beat the OG, can you really? But I really do like the Darcy Clay version.
Yeah, just today because I've been driving around a lot visiting students, so on the radio they're playing heaps of Dolly.
Oh, I bet
they are. I like her voice, eh? Like... Oh. Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Just all the little quivers in her voice, and so good.
So she was one of 12
children.
Mm, yeah. Wow. Sorry, let me just pull out another little fun fact. She was one of 12.
Oh wow!
And apparently, she grew up, not wealthy. Obviously, her dad was illiterate, which led into lots of philanthropic sort of stuff. But you're one of 12 in like a little log cabin.
Wow.
In some mountain area in the States. Imagine.
So what age did she become?
So she started playing guitar at 7.
Mm.
I think she was on TV 2 years later.
Oh, wow.
So age 9-ish. Oh, God, and correct me. Like, I'm sure we can be corrected if I'm wrong.
Well, I'm not going to be the one correcting you, but...
So she's been in the limelight for a long time. Like
70 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Isn't that remarkable? Growing up, figuring out who you are.
Mm.
In front of a world, wouldn't that be awful? That must be hard.
Oh, yeah. And had that same husband from when she was 20-ish and must have kids, eh? Does she have kids?
I don't believe she's got children.
Oh, she hasn't got children.
Actually, maybe in a break we'll check that. I know that she is Miley Cyrus's godmother.
Yes.
But I don't believe she's got kids.
Mm.
Or she's kept them very, very private, which I would admire.
We'll have to check that.
Hang on, I'll write that down.
Our listeners might be going, oh, I know the answer to that.
Gosh, please text in, children, follow up. There we go. Oh, are you looking it up? Oh, thanks, Roz.
Children. No.
Yeah, no.
Cool. Never had biological children or adopted children. Had a heavy touring schedule, and her commitment to music meant she would never have to sacrifice her career to be the kind of mother she wanted to be.
Right. Aw. I read...
She had... endometriosis that led to a partial hysterectomy in her 30s, which affected her ability to have children.
Right.
Her and her husband felt content with their choice and viewed each other as their own primary family. But she had a large extended family, many nieces and nephews, you know.
Cool.
And obviously all her siblings, you know, so a big extended whānau.
Massive, eh? 12. Yeah. 12 kids.
Wow. That's cool.
It is. I know.
Yeah, what a great life, eh?
Yep.
And, yeah.
Pretty fantastic. Pretty fantastic. I'll do one more question.
Okay.
I'll just tell you this. Can I just tell you this one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so, she wrote 2 songs in one day.
Right.
They were massive songs.
Mm.
So, Jolene.
Yeah.
And I Will Always Love You.
In the same day.
In the same day.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Right, yep. That's probably enough truth.
Maybe we should play one of them.
Shall we?
Are we going to? Yeah, can let's we? Do it. Yep.
I haven't actually got I Will Always Love You on the list.
Jolene?
I should have. Shall we play Jolene?
Yeah.
Or Jolene? It is Jolene, isn't it? So here's one for you Dolly fans. It's a real Dolly day today. All the songs are Dolly.
Yep, it's good.
Push and play.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my.
How good was that?
That was great.
I know.
Yeah. Such a delicate voice, eh?
That's delicate, a good word.
Powerful.
It is a really good word, actually, because it is delicate. And you're right. Like, she does trill.
Yeah, she
nicely.
Does.
Nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. We were just talking about, like, Western fashion.
Mm.
And I wonder if there will be, actually, a trend towards more people wearing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in certain parts, like obviously if you live in Texas or Southern America, that's it's just always a thing, isn't it? You know, your cowboy boots and your hats. But yeah, I have been quite attracted lately to that.
That look.
That look.
What's the shoot? What, you know, like the check.
They have a check, and then often there's those kind of like
scalloped bits. They're so beautiful. But why is that wetting? Like, what was the influence for that, do you think? Because, I mean, it's hot.
No idea.
Dusty, dry.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want something you could just hose off? I don't know.
What? What? Plastic. Well, they always wear the hat. I mean, it's the boots.
Yeah.
Often there's
jeans and big buckles.
A big buckle, yeah. And then like the shirt, and then the hat's a big thing.
Mm.
I'm not really a. I do like hats, but I couldn't just wear like a cowboy hat around.
Couldn't you? Don't you reckon?
No.
What are those Australian ones?
Yeah, the ones with the corks.
Well, I'm thinking not the cork ones. A Stetson.
Oh, I don't know what those are
called. Yeah. They're just like an Aussie, and it's kind of Western, but with a more Australasian feel.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not really big on hats, although in the summer now I will wear a hat to keep the sun off my face.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're so close to summer.
I know.
Like, it's we had spring. To turn the heater off in the office today, didn't we?
Yeah. Because
it was too hot.
Too hot. Spring in how many days? What is it? It's the 26th.
So 5, 6, 7 days. Is it even that long?
4, 5 days left of winter.
Oh.
Yes. It's been a long winter.
I know. It really has. It has been a long, cold, wet, miserable, fluey winter. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, lots of bugs, though. Which you have avoided with your frequent hand sanitising.
I have so far.
That's not wood, by the way.
I know.
You need some wood.
I need some wood.
It's wood.
So I am actually going to move from my post to touch this wood.
Yeah.
It's multifactorial. I really want to go to my tooth appointment. So I'm determined.
Tell us about your teeth. Do you want to?
Yep. Okay. So I've had, did I talk about this last time?
I don't know, but update us.
Okay.
Tell us what's happening.
Anyway, so I'm hopefully going to go to an Invisalign appointment on next week.
What is Invisalign, Sarah?
So it is like a tooth straightening system where hopefully it's like a Sally's no more gaps for my gappy teeth.
So it's kind of like braces.
It's kind of like braces, but they're a little bit more incognito and they graduate every 2 weeks-ish.
Every 2 weeks?
Yes.
You so get a new thing?
Yep.
So you can take it out, though. It's not like braces where they're stuck on.
No. You can remove them, apparently. I've done a little bit of YouTube research and you can't just pull them out. It's really painful.
Oh.
So you sort of have to hook them out from the back. So that I suppose the pressure, I don't know, is more dispersed.
So you wear them
22 hours a day, as much as you can.
And you have to, like, brush quite a lot, eh?
Brush and floss. Because if you can imagine, this is what I'm thinking. Like, if you eat and maybe rinse your mouth with water just to get rid of the guts of whatever's stuck in your teeth, although I am fortunate nothing sticks in my teeth. The gap's too big. But you have to floss because otherwise you're putting this capsule over warm, moist.
Yeah.
You can imagine that it could get bad quick.
So you have breakfast or lunch or whatever, you take it out, you brush.
Eat. Yep.
Oh, you take it out to eat.
Yep. You don't eat with them.
Oh.
Take them out to eat. Eat, brush, floss, rinse, back in till your next eat, basically. So you've got to.
So you wouldn't want to be snacking all the time.
No. I did read that people lose quite a bit of weight.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Because it's too much of a hassle to take them out and eat and brush.
Yeah.
So, yep. Interesting. Anyway.
And so every 2 weeks you get a new mould to kind of tighten, I guess.
To tighten. So the first couple of days can be quite uncomfortable.
Mm.
And then you sort of settle in. The teeth move to where they need to be. You relax. Then you get another one.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I guess they just keep going until the teeth are where they're needed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know. It's so exciting.
So when next week you get your first appointment?
Yes. I get, is that you or me ringing?
It's not me.
I'm getting a scan done just to organise.
The first one.
My first one, yeah. Oh, I'm really excited about that.
I wonder how long it'll take.
I've done a little bit of research around that too, and apparently it's about a year, but it can be longer depending on the size of your gaps or the size of your overlaps and, yeah, and toothal inconsistencies, I suppose. It just depends. Yeah.
So your focus is your gap there.
It is, but I've got gaps, like I've got quite significant gaps up top everywhere.
So will it just sort of straighten up?
Apparently everywhere. It will help with alignment and my bite, because I've got quite a good overbite. So it should help with that. It'll bring all my gaps in. I will have to wear a retainer, though, because they can pop back.
For how long is the retainer?
Probably for the rest of my days.
Just at night?
Just at night.
Okay.
So that's good.
That's really exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. I'm excited. So this time next year, I could have, like, I can't even imagine what I would look like with no gap. But I'm excited to find out, man. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, it's cool you made that decision at
45.
Yeah, to just go, actually.
I did say to the dentist, like, I feel a little bit foolish. You know, kind of.
For what? Doing that?
For doing it.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Like, is it vain? I don't know. Who cares?
But would you ever, you think of children getting orthodontic work, would you ever think of going, that's so vain. Why are you indulging your children in
practices
that are vain? You wouldn't. No. So why is it any different just because you're a bit older?
You're right. Thank you, Roslyn.
Yeah. It's not.
I did say to my beloved, like, I want to feel like, this sounds vain and a bit faffy, but I do want to feel pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
And if it kind of bothers you, where you're like aware of it and you're kind of like, oh, I wish I didn't have that.
Yeah.
And that's never kind of resolved. Like you haven't kind of gone where I love it. You know, because some people do with certain quirks, whatever.
I've never loved my gap.
You've never loved it?
No.
Which means you're probably never going to love it.
No.
So if you can,
I probably have maybe accepted it a bit more. Like I just sort of figured, oh, well, I'm stuck with my gap.
Yeah.
And then when we talked about getting Invisalign, I was like, oh, maybe I don't have to be stuck with my gap. I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And now it's in my head and I can't get it out of my head and I'm really excited.
So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, you just,
I know.
I don't really even notice it because it's just you.
I know.
But I can't even imagine, like, without it.
I know. I feel like I don't know. It'll be fine. It'll be great.
Oh.
And I'll get used to the new gap-free Sarah, even if it isn't, like, really beautiful turkey teeth or anything.
Because it will be sort of a gradual adjustment too, because it will get, it's not just going to be, like, overnight. Yeah.
It's going to take a year plus.
You know, so at 6 months, it'll be a lot smaller and you'll get used to that.
I know.
And so it'll actually probably quite a good way to do it.
Mm. So that's really exciting. So that's why I'm sanitizing all the time.
Yeah, like how you've sanitized quite a few times this afternoon.
Well, because you never know where people have had, like,
And here we come.
And I'm just demonstrating. And it smells nice.
It does smell nice. Yeah. Where's that from?
That's from, it's probably not even, I won't say that, that's mean. It's from Cracker Jacks. They've got like little hand sanitizer squirties.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure there's alcohol in it.
Yeah, oh yeah, there is.
Yeah.
Because if someone was desperate, they would drink it.
Yeah, it is. Ethyl alcohol. There we go. Yep.
I tend to stay away from it just because it's quite drying.
Yes.
I've got dry skin anyway.
Do you?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Moisturiser all the time.
You do. This one doesn't feel too bad.
Drying. Oh, could no. I have a little sample?
Of course. God, I'll tell you whether
I feel drier.
I would love for you to do that. Hang on, let me just whip it off.
I'll have to sanitise after.
Oh, God, Soz.
Pass it back.
Oh, yeah.
My scooby. Oh, it's a spray.
It's a spray. Oh, you're careful. Don't shoot yourself in the face.
Okay. Let's,
there you go.
Oh, it's a spray.
It's a spray. And it is quite, and I mean, it's, what,
it four bucks? It does smell nice.
Lovely. So we've got a multitude of flavours or scents at home.
Oh, and I've got them like that.
Dotted around my house.
I want some of that.
I tell you what, you can have that one.
No.
Well, I've got multiple.
No, I could buy some.
We could go for a walk tomorrow and get some. Okay. I've got them around the house because I've got two sick
people.
Yeah. Or Izzy's better. Craigo's marginal.
Mm.
So I'm just sort of leaving them dotted around.
Encouraging
just to prompt the hand hygiene. You know, they're not disgusting. We're not feral, but sometimes we forget.
Yeah.
And they're coughing. And
yeah.
I just want them to remember that their beloved / mother is really wanting to go to a dental appointment next week.
You'll make it.
I know. I've got good high hopes anyway.
Yeah.
Gosh, sorry, that was long and protracted.
Oh, it's cool though.
Yeah.
So I know lots of people who in their adulthood have gone and got their teeth. Actually, I think my sister had Invisalign. Hers were, she didn't have a gap, but hers were quite kind of like crossed over.
Right.
Her front teeth. And she did have dental work as a child, but I think she bit the dentist.
Did she?
Yeah. And kicked.
And kicked.
She was quite violent.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I think that ended. But anyway, she's gone as an adult.
Well, that's what I was going to say too. I don't know if I did talk about this last week, but I had my first ever hygienist visit.
Mm.
And it was really good.
Yeah.
And I just figure if we can do that, it'll probably be actually cost effective for people.
I know. I need to do that.
Do it.
I'm gonna schedule an appointment.
Your teeth look great. And you're
no,
probably
they don't.
Oh, they do.
No, I drink too much coffee for them to look great.
Honestly. Well, she'll be able to buff it off. Mm, like
yeah.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. She was really good. Lovely lady.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, a 45-minute appointment, so it was a longer one because it was the first one. It was the first ever hygienist visit I'd ever had.
Wow.
Yep, 45 years of grit.
Well, that's the thing because, I mean, you brush your teeth, but, you don't do it that thoroughly. Eh? You need, like, a deep clean.
You do, yep. And I reckon if we did that once or twice a year, it would probably be helpful in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There should be a new government program.
Well,
hygienist, free hygienist visits for everyone.
I think that's a really good idea because can I just say that the cost of dental work is prohibitive?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Isn't it? And people will put off going because like you're met with this often astronomical bill.
It's painful in several ways. It's painful work often.
Yep.
And then you walk out and you've got to pay hundreds of dollars, that people don't have.
Yep.
Don't want to spend, but it is important. Because your teeth, I just always think of, when you talk to people who have to get false teeth, like dentures, and they just say food never tastes the same.
Right.
That's the thing that kind of just makes me go, oh man, like try and keep your teeth.
Our soft, is it our hard palate? What is it? You know where the denture base is on the top?
Yeah.
We've got taste buds in there. We've got taste receptors in the tops of our mouths. So it wouldn't taste the same.
No, and when you take away the taste of food, you take away the joy
of food.
And it's such a big part of life.
God, yeah.
You remember with COVID how people were losing their taste,
yep.
and they were they'd have these interviews of them, and they would say it's actually kind of like quite depressing. Like life is just not what it was because you can't enjoy food.
Yeah. Actually, one of the first signs I had, one of the first times I had COVID, I've had it twice that I know of.
Yeah.
And I think it was the second time. I was feeling all right, but I was chopping onions and I literally couldn't smell them.
Yeah.
Couldn't smell. Can't remember the taste.
Yeah, and if you can't smell, you can't taste. That's what you lose, your sense of smell, which means you can't
taste. Yeah. And that food is a joy, isn't it? God.
Oh. How often do we eat?
Exactly.
You know, like our whole life is based around food.
Yep.
And eating and fueling our body, which we need to do.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you take away that
joy from it, it's awful.
So yeah, I remember one time, it was quite a few years ago, I went to the dentist and he said, "You've got really good teeth. You should have them for life."
Really?
Yeah.
You should have them
for life. That kind of stayed in my head.
And did that make you look after them better?
I think so.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's, you know, like powerful. If I look after them, then I'll have them for life.
It's quite a powerful communication technique, really, isn't it? Like, good dentist.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. There we go.
There we do go, Roz. There we do go.
I go to Wong's, though, just a little plug for.
Do you?
Yep, they're great. You can always get an appointment. Like, if I ring up and go, "Man, I've got a really sore tooth," they can get me in the next day.
So is Wong's over the road from Lumino on the corner?
It's on that corner across from the petrol station.
Yeah, yep.
They can always get you in ASAP, and their prices are really reasonable.
Oh, good.
So, I like it.
I actually saw a Facebook post this morning about people needing to be put out.
I saw that.
Did you?
The lady that kind of freaked out, and she said, anesthetic. "Has anyone got sedation?"
Sedation. That's it.
Yeah.
For dental work.
And I think a couple of people put that there are a couple of dentists that do sedation, eh?
Yep. Interesting. Because people do really fear the dentist.
Oh.
Don't they?
Absolutely.
And that's another reason people put off, like, dental work, because they're scared of it.
Yeah. It's difficult.
I'm getting good because I've needed quite a bit of dental work. I didn't even get an
injection
for... Mm. Sort of not the last two fillings, but the two or three before that. And some of them were quite deep.
Wow.
Yeah,
no. Did it hurt?
Nah, it hurt.
Yeah, I always try to, if they're kind of like, "Oh, don't know if you need injection," I'm like, "Yeah, no." Because to me, the anaesthetic hurts more.
Oh.
It's such a stingy feeling.
Yeah.
And I know it numbs it, but if I don't need one, I don't want one.
No. I know, I don't like the feeling of the anaesthetic wearing off either, because it's like itchy and tickly and gross.
Yeah.
You feel like you're drooling anyway. Anyway.
Anyway, we could talk for hours about teeth, couldn't we?
We could. Should we play another song?
Okay, yeah.
Can I play? So there's one for Julie, our lovely colleague. Oh, there's so many songs I want to play. Okay, this one's for Julie.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Let me, I swear sometimes that man is out to get.
dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
Looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take for instance this old broken heart. If you will just replace the missing parts, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. Take it and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. Old used memories from the past, and these broken dreams and plans that didn't last. I'll trade them for a future, I can't use them anymore. I've wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. My life is likened to a bargain store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring.
I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
The Dolly trifecta.
We did.
Sorry, we had to take a quick phone call. Sorted.com. And you got to listen to three really good Dolly songs.
Yeah, I think people are appreciating that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wonder if your daughter's listening and her friends.
No, well.
Is that okay to say?
I don't know if they could they get it in Dunedin?
I don't know. Oh, ladies, I hope you are.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we're basically, you know.
Yeah, tribute.
Tribute.
Tribute show.
I know. So let me just find another. Oh, see. if we've got, oh, she's won multiple Guinness World Records. She's got multiple Guinness World Records. Oh, this is quite a funny one.
Okay.
So Dolly Parton once went to a Dolly Parton lookalike competition in a drag bar. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't.
She lost a Dolly Parton lookalike competition.
That's so funny.
It's excellent, isn't it? That she lost that competition.
That's great, yeah.
No. Oh, so that's probably all the, interesting things.
Have you got something on the her philanthropy?
I do have something on
the philanthropy. Tell us that, because that's
it's quite a hard word to say.
Philanthropy.
You did it well. So she is a philanthropist.
Yeah.
I almost had a stutter then. So she has done Dolly's Imagination Library, so it's free books to children. Oh, she's got another one, but I didn't write that down.
Mm. Oh, but it's quite significant, eh?
It was significant.
Like $150
million. Yeah.
$150 million? I think it was.
It's free books for children in need from birth to school.
Is that in America?
It's in America.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that stemmed from her dad's literacy.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
was
cool.
Was very cool.
Yeah.
And there was something else, sorry. So I'll look into that and I'll let you know next time.
Okay, thank you.
Does that sound?
That's great.
No.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play the last song because it's a really lovely one and one that I didn't realise she wrote.
Did you know it, the song?
Yeah.
By her or by someone else?
Well, a friend, as a young person, I had a friend, Philippa and Deborah, who play guitar and piano and sing, and their mum was a beautiful singer, and I was visiting their place one time, and they were playing the piano and singing, and they sang this song, and it made me cry.
Really?
It was really beautiful.
But have you heard it since, song? No. Oh, and you remember it from then?
I absolutely remember it.
Hmm. I wonder if I know it.
I hope you do.
To see.
Oh, I wonder if it'll be as impactful now.
I'll be a sobbing.
Oh, I hope it, yeah.
Luckily, we're doing it at the end.
Yeah, I know.
Because I could lose composure.
Oh, and we don't want to lose composure.
No, not much makes me cry now, though.
No?
Oh, I did cry the other day, actually, with the students.
Oh.
I was touched. But I wasn't sobbing. I was just had, like, leaky eyes.
Leaky eyes. You went ugly crying.
No.
Oh, well done. Yeah. I possibly would have ugly cried.
No, you wouldn't have in class.
I might have.
Have you ever ugly cried in class?
No.
No.
I have leaked.
Yeah.
Like leaked. I've leaked in class. Yeah.
Yeah.
More than once. Isn't that silly?
I think when I first started nursing.
Mm.
I would have tears fairly frequently. Often, it was actually often in doctor's interviews where you play a lesser role and you're sort of sitting there watching an interview and hearing someone's story often made me feel very sad. And I would often have a little tear and try to kind of like,
Hide it. Yeah. People deal with so much, don't they?
And yeah.
Well, I think nursing is an incredibly privileged space to work in.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Cause it is.
To get to bear witness, is that like a fear to people's experiences?
Yeah. You get to hear all that. But then hopefully work with them and things can maybe be a bit better, you know, which is the joy in it, eh?
Yep, that is the joy in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I never would have pictured such a sensitive little thing.
Well, I'm not really.
But, you are. You're very sensitive.
But yeah, sometimes certain things just
set you off.
Yeah, get to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is nice because it's easy to become kind of desensitized, eh, to when you hear stuff all the time.
Mm.
It's easy to just kind of shut off from it, but sometimes whatever it is just gets you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? People sort of say, oh, I know people need to quit nursing when they don't care about that stuff.
Mm.
And it's quite an interesting idea because you have to be able to
do your job.
Do your job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you do.
Without
becoming an emotional mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So there has to be an element of
There does.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyhow, good chat. So can I tell you about my HRT, Roz?
Yeah. Go for it.
So I've been on HRT for 3 weeks, I think, maybe just over. And I'm sure that my brain's getting better. Like I'm not having to, is it word salad? Is that what that's called?
No, you weren't word salad, but you were forgetting a lot of words.
Yeah, I was forgetting a lot of words, unable to find them.
And unable to find the word, yeah.
And I think that that's getting better 3 weeks in.
I think it is too. That's thanks. Amazing.
I really like that that support, that uppie, that you're noticing it too. So that's really good. But I certainly am noticing it. Yeah.
You feel clearer and sharper, eh?
Yeah. It's pretty fantastic and I'm quite excited by it.
Did you think that was going to happen?
I hoped it would. I hoped it would. But I had no expectations. Except my friend Katie did say, oh no, just give it some time, give it 3 months. And it really was a game changer for her. So I was quietly hopeful.
Yeah. But 3 weeks is
I'm just
quite quick to notice such a, like for you to actually notice it, where it's like, actually, that is really helping.
And I think it is really helping and I'm really excited.
Because you were going to have to retire, eh?
I was going to have to retire.
You didn't have any words.
I was going to, I honestly, it was Dementia City and I'd given up on my brain. Aww. I really had my poor broken brain. So I'm really delighted.
Yeah, and it may keep improving.
I know. Well, imagine it. And because I do have to do my master's.
You do. You're going to need
I need as much brain power as I can muster
for
the master's. So that's really exciting.
Oh, that's so good.
I know. Thanks. Thanks.
Anything else apart from the words?
Yeah, probably. Like some dryness is better.
You might start looking like a lot younger.
Oh, maybe. Imagine that.
Oh, it is supposed to be.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Mm.
Well, I'd thought of it enough to put my vest in on my face. but not, I hadn't thought, anyway. Mm. So that's exciting.
What about aches and pains?
Yes. Oh, yes, my shoulder. So I've got a dicky shoulder and have had alternate dicky shoulders for years.
Yeah.
Like years. They just take turns.
Hurt, like aching?
Yeah, like real pain when you certain movements are really uncomfortable and will catch. And I'd been diagnosed with calcific tendonitis years ago in this shoulder, but it's just sort of moved
to that shoulder. The other.
Yeah.
And you think that's better?
And I think that's better. But I was telling you this morning that I'd also seen this thing on Instagram about fascia. So you hyperextend your fingers and you do reps of that, and it's supposed to improve like pain and things in your upper body, so your arms and shoulders. And then Rosalind says to me, do you think maybe it's the HRT?
Mm.
And my penny dropped. Yeah. I was busily going, oh, but it's my fascia. Exercises, don't you think? But no, it's quite possibly the HRT.
But you're going to do a test, are you going to stop doing the fascia?
I'm going to stop doing my fascia and just keep up with my HRT and see if the pain's still better. Because I can sleep on the side now the last 2 nights. That's what I was sharing with Rosalind this morning, is that I've been able to sleep on the sore shoulder last 2 days.
Which you couldn't do before.
I couldn't do, yeah. And I think that's actually how it causes the damage, because I'll sleep.
You sleep on it, eh?
Yes, constantly. I'm a side sleeper.
Same, yeah. But it's quite hard to sleep on your back.
Oh, it's very hard.
I think most people side sleepers or not?
I actually don't know. Shall we put it to our radio world? Who of us sleeps on their side?
Yeah.
Who happily? I used to have a friend that would sleep on their stomach.
Oh, no. I'd suffocate.
I know.
Yeah.
It's interesting, though, isn't it?
No, I sleep on my left side predominantly, but occasionally, I think it's if I have a sore shoulder, I will swipe over, but then I always end up going back.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I know. Interesting, isn't it? There's lots of, theories around how you sleep.
Yeah.
How, like your perspective on the world, isn't it? Like if you're a really confident person, you sleep exposed and on your back.
Really?
Yep.
So I'm not confident then because I don't sleep on my back.
Well, we'll have to look
at that. So what's a side sleeper?
Side sleeper, it depends how you sleep. So if you sleep fetal, that's quite, you're protected, so you feel vulnerable potentially.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not fetal.
No. I'm probably quite fetal, but I also don't think I'm a vulnerable feeling. I don't know.
Mm.
Anyway, I'll look into that for next time too.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Had you not heard that?
No, I hadn't.
Oh.
Yeah, just full of wonderful...
See, HRT,
man. You're going to be out of my league soon.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Too sharp.
God, I do hope I can find, my words better, though. That's all I wanted from this.
I don't think you've missed a word this whole show.
God, and that's really going something, isn't it?
I think if we look back, if we review all the previous shows, see how many words you couldn't find, that would be a good...
Actually, that would be quite a good exercise, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah, if you've got a spare few hours.
I know, because how many shows have we done now? Like, at least...
We're almost to a year, so...
Dozens.
Yeah.
Heaps.
Yeah.
Okay, God. I'll start, and I'll keep a little tally. Now, we are only going to do an hour tonight. Is that right, Rosie?
Yep.
So, shall we...
play our song.
Shall we play a song?
The one that made you cry.
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
And then we'll say bye, and then...
Yeah. Oh,
good. Okay. Hey, so this is our last Dolly song for the evening. Coat of Many Colours. By Dolly Parton. Here we go.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece we loved, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read, about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my Mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and are making fun of me and my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Wasn't that nice?
It's beautiful, yeah. It's a nice song.
Oh, good.
And a nice meaning, like, from her childhood, eh? Because they were poor and that's what her mum did for her.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Thanks for this afternoon.
Yeah. Good chat.
Good chat. Thanks, guys. And we'll catch you in a fortnight.
Catch you in a fortnight.
Okay. Yes. See you later.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.